One of the virtues we hear preached about most often is love, which is right and proper. We know that God is love. And we know all too well that there is so much hatred, violence, and fear in our world that we constantly need to remind ourselves of God's transforming love. God's love is a given of our faith. But this morning, I would like to concentrate on the virtue of strength. Note that I cite strength as a virtue. In philosophy, the cardinal virtues name fortitude rather than strength. But maybe strength is a word more often used today. Prompted, perhaps, this morning, my thoughts, by the account of Jacob wrestling with the man who turns out to be an angel. Now we know also how easily strength can be misused, misunderstood, abused. Physical strength misused, leading to abuse within and outside the church. Military strength misused to invade and wreak terror, starvation, and death on innocent victims. Psychological and physical strength causing domestic and emotional abuse. Those are the downsides of strength. But strength handled correctly is indeed a virtue. Physical strength, which can build and create. The strength of self-discipline, which keeps us on the straight and narrow, as we say. The strength of bearing responsibility, even when we want to give up. The strength of purpose, when we set ourselves a challenge. I thought of that as I watched those marathon runners pounding round our streets this morning. The strength to fight those demons of doubt and despair which well up inside us all. And the strength of the Lord protecting us is a theme we've heard in our music this morning. And there will be others, often rousing hymns, which encourage us in strength. Just a few thoughts, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Or whoso beset him round with dismal stories do but themselves confound, his strength the more is. And the strength of God, as my hope to follow duly, is in thy strength alone. Strength, given to us by God, is a necessary virtue for each of us in our daily struggles to follow our Lord. This week I've reread something from Erik Vardon, who is a Cistercian monk and Bishop of Trondheim. And he reminds us that Jesus' face was not always smiling. There were times when Jesus' face showed anger, disappointment, frustration, and pain. Times when he looked at his disciples with sorrow at their lack of understanding, frustration at their desire for status. And it led Erik Vardon to write this. After all, we're not called to stay children. We are to grow up, to consider our call and assume responsibility for it, mindful that we have work to do, and that God's Son, ever at work, like his Father, expects us to do it well, one in him, in the strength of the Spirit. Strength, rightly used and shared with us by the Spirit, becomes a force for good in our own lives and in the lives of others, a gift for us as we grow in our Christian lives. Strength, when we struggle in prayer, and gosh, we all do, when, like the widow of the gospel, we can only keep asking and asking, wondering if we're exhausting our inexhaustible God, facing the possibility we may not get what we're asking for. Strength when we're desperate for blessing and for good, struggling through the sleepless hours of darkness as Jacob did. Strength needed when we begin to doubt that faith which has sustained us over many a year, and doubts creep in, as they do for all of us. Can it really be true? You know that feeling? I certainly do. The strength required of Timothy to trust in the foundation which has been formed in him, formed by his mother and grandmother. This strength of Jacob wrestling, of Timothy trusting, the surprising strength of the poor widow who was determined to challenge that judge. Just think, that judge probably saw her as a soft touch, easy to cheat on, unlikely to argue. But he was wrong. This is the strength we are called to show in persistent prayer, in trust, and in our working for justice, whether that's through the food bank, through acting for climate justice or peace, or in pressing for all that brings health and wholeness for others. Moral strength, when we have to speak out against injustice at work or at school. Strength to keep our promises and to admit when we're wrong. Staying the course when others depend on us. And this strength is love. It's a strong love, tough and determined, and comes from the source of strength and love, Jesus himself. It's not the strength which manipulates through power or bullies or abuses. We've seen too much of that in the world and sadly in the church at large. The strength we're called to is the strength which Jesus showed. Jesus strong enough to resist temptations of earthly power and glory. Strong enough to challenge the accepted norms of religion and society. Strong enough to kneel before God and submit himself in prayer to God's will. I was reminded of the huge strength in the tenderness of men one to another at Father Paul's last Mass in the parish, as he and his best friend who had preached that night embraced with strength and tenderness at the altar. Back to our Lord Jesus, strong enough to endure the cross and even in weakness to welcome the penitent into paradise. This virtuous strength with compassion and love is part of our growing up, however old we are, part of our responsibility for the work which God calls us to, forming our cries for justice for the downtrodden, oppressed and abused. And it comes from persistent intimacy with Jesus and refusing to go away. Think of John resting on the breast of Jesus at the Last Supper. Back to Eric Vardin, who reminds us that this was not a passive state of spiritual bliss, but a strengthening which would equip John to steadfastly watch with Jesus in his agony on the cross. Strong, yet tender, to embrace Mary, the mother of Jesus, in her pain. Strength is formed in our relationship with Christ. It's needed by each of us. Strength for ourselves, strength for each other. And in those very scriptures commended to Timothy, we find words of strength and encouragement. Be strong. Take courage. Be strong in the Lord. Do not be afraid. Strength comes through prayer, even when it is so difficult. It comes through our common worship here this morning as we strengthen each other. And it comes through the bread and wine of the Eucharist and as a gift of God's gracious Spirit. I was finding it difficult to end this sermon, but you'll be pleased to know that I did. And I want to end by finishing with a verse of a hymn which brings me a lot of strength. Fight the good fight with all thy might. Christ is thy strength and Christ thy might. Lay hold on life and it shall be thy joy and crown eternally. Amen.